You're on 5MU. Mark Ford, Director of Harcourts South Coast, joins me to talk real estate. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Ginny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. I hear while a lot of real estate companies are sort of starting to shut down and have a little bit less on at the moment, it's the opposite for you guys.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable in a way. We bucked the trend. You know, most people are looking to wind down on the lead up to Christmas. You know, the next week or two is, that's it for most of them, and they sort of go into a bit of a quiet mode over Christmas, New Year. But we go completely the opposite way and just ramp up, and so many people coming down to visit and enjoy our region over the Christmas, New Year break. The demand really gets to a bit of a crescendo, and so as a result of all of that, we're getting run off our feet at the moment with people wanting to list, get their properties on the market for Christmas, New Year, and equally with holiday rentals, you know, just sort of last minute, can we get it on the market for that holiday period so that we can get people in to stay. So very busy.
Wowee. So, I mean, in a lot of other places, springtime is a good time because people are starting to get optimistic. It's a bit warmer. But I suppose it kind of makes sense to want to sell a house at the prime time when people can really envisage their lives on the beach.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's quite, you'd be forgiven for thinking, you know, summer's coming. Well, when will it come? But last Saturday and Sunday, you know, the weekend just gone where we've had some really warm weather, there's a real influx of people down here and very noticeable the change. You know, it's just brought a lot of people out and the beaches were really buzzing and cafes were full. It had a real holiday feel about it.
And now, of course, you know, a lot of streetscaping has been finished, so that must be alluring for people to come and check out Victor Harbour.
It looks really attractive, but I'm so thankful to the traders who've had to put up for so much during that period, and they've been incredibly courageous battling through that, which would be tough for any small business, but they've done so, and I really do hope they reap the rewards over, you know, the next 2 or 3 months with people flocking down to the area and seeing, you know, the area looks really beautiful and they've done a great job. So time for everyone to come down now and enjoy it.
Now, regional South Australia and places like Victor Harbour really have bucked the national trend of a downturn in terms of real estate sales. Is that what you're seeing, and any thoughts on the future?
Yeah, I mean, we're very bullish about our region and have been for a long time. And to a large extent, we've been one of the country's best kept secrets, I think. By and large, we've been undervalued, particularly on a national basis. Through COVID, and particularly, I think, through that period, have identified and recognised our region and just see how beautiful a spot it is. And an article came out by Bernard Salt, who's quite a well-known demographer, who talked about the Sea Change Task Force back in 2009. And he mentioned the Fleurieu in particular, how he saw it as being one of the areas that would have significant population growth for a period up until 2050. And he's just done a new release of a paper only a few months ago. And actually, Victor Harbour has shown amazing growth during that period. In fact, since 2001 to 21, it's had a 51% increase in population growth, which is extraordinary. And he goes on to talk about a sweet spot in real estate for regional areas. And that's anything on the coastline between about 60 and 80 kilometres from the capital city. And, of course, you know, the whole of the South Coast fits just very comfortably within that commuting distance. And as a consequence, it's really added to the appeal. And when you combine that with all the lifestyle benefits, the glorious beaches, the close proximity to McLaren Vale and all the vineyards and wineries, you've got massive sort of commercial development happening in our region now, particularly over the last 2 years, whereas before commercial development had been fairly stagnant. But now you can hardly find a commercial or industrial development site, and if anything comes up, there's, you know, a lot of strong competition for it. People are looking to move here to live, not so much as a holiday destination as well. So things are changing, but the demand for the region has been as strong as it's ever been. Our market has responded a accordingly. We've had significant growth over the last 2 years across the board, anywhere from 25 to 30%, whether it's a small unit or a prime waterfront holiday property. So we've seen those increases really right across the board, as I mentioned, and the demand for them is still there, and we're incredibly busy now and haven't seen any drop-off. So for all the naysayers and people saying that, you know, that things are really going to drop off, they may in the eastern states and the capital cities, but we're certainly not seeing any evidence at all of that happening in our region.
With us at the moment is Mark Ford, Director of Harcourt's South Coast. We were talking yesterday about favourite jobs. You know, sometimes I'm thinking, how did that person get into that job? How did you get into real estate, Mark? You've been doing it for decades, but do you remember how you originally got into it?
Yeah, well, it was way back in the day. I used to work for a stock and station firm called Denny Straw and Mercantile, and they were a Victorian base. I was down the southeast. We got taken over in the 80s by Elders, and I ended up working with Elders after to take over, and through that period did my real estate license. So I then left Elders, went out by myself, and I was in the Clare Valley for the best part of 25 years, and you know, doing farm rural sales and then sort of lifestyle properties and so on, and it sort of morphed into residential, and that became real estate became my focus, winery, vineyard sales and so on, and got out of the livestock arena and concentrated solely on real estate. And we took the sea change ourselves and moved down to Victor Harbour nearly 14 years ago. People come from so many different backgrounds into it, and the fields are varied because, of course, not only do you have sales, which could be residential, rural and lifestyle, but we also have property management, and in our case we do holiday rental, you know, short-term accommodation and permanent rental accommodation and administration. We have personal assistance for our salespeople, finance people. So there's a whole raft of different areas that you can go into.
And I hear you're looking to recruit.
We are. We've got a couple of positions open at the moment because of our growth and adding to our fabulous team. We're looking to recruit a new property manager on a full-time basis and also a admin person to take holiday rental bookings, which is purely a weekend job in this case, 11 till 3 Saturday and Sunday, and their job is to work in the office and take those holiday bookings. So we're offering 7-day-a-week service. Georgia, who's been doing that role for us, has just been offered a full-time teaching position, which we're very excited for, and sorry to lose her, but in the new year she'll be going off to start her full-time teaching occupation. We wish her all the best for that, but it does create a vacancy for someone to come and join our team in that role.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you have yourself an absolutely brilliant Christmas. Hope you do get a little bit of downtime. I'm sure maybe Christmas week and New Year's or something like that. I hope you have a good one.
Yeah, no, thank you, Jenny, and to you, and particularly to all the people that we've been lucky to call our clients. We've got a great team, and we wish everybody a very safe and prosperous New Year and a wonderful can you believe 2023? I just can't even get my head around that. But a great year for 2023. And we're open all the way through the office. We close Christmas Day, New Year's Day and Boxing Day. But apart from that, we're all systems go, and look forward to seeing people over the holiday period.